This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's minimum wage is going up with a rise in the Consumer Price Index. Starting with the new year, Denver's minimum will be $17.29 an hour, a little less than $2 above the current minimum wage. A city ordinance ties the minimum wage to the Consumer Price Index to try to make sure wages keep up with the local cost of living. Single-family home sales are slowing down in many areas of southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Colorado Association of Realtors says the number of homes sold in El Paso and Fremont counties in July was about 25% lower than the same time last year. In Pueblo County, that number was down about 16%, and in Chaffee County, it dropped nearly 40%. But in all these areas, prices were up from last year. The report attributes the slowing market to pressure from rising interest rates, inflation, and other factors. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The steel mill in Pueblo is for sale. Its owner, the international company Evraz, is looking for buyers for its North American business. Sanctioned Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich owns about 30% of the company. The company says the sale announcement is not affecting operations at the mill. There are concerns today about rising ozone along the Front Range. It's going to be sunny and hot, the kind of weather that produces ozone, which can be damaging for people who are sensitive to it. Health experts say people with asthma or other lung conditions should limit their outdoor activity until this evening, around 8 p.m. Hot and dry weather continues across the state today and all the way into the weekend. In Denver, a high of 97 this afternoon. Colorado Springs right at 90. Grand Junction in western Colorado in the 90s, too, today and for the next few days. In the mountains, a chance for thunderstorms and highs near 80 in Vail, and those mountain temperatures not changing much. This is CPR News and KRCC.